Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that does for wrestling what John McCain did for the Republican Party. On this week's episode, we have breaking announcements about Slammies, we have Deal or No Deal ripoff briefcases, and we also have an announcer beating up a Texas redneck.
Yay!
And on leadoff tonight is the person who loves Warhammer VRM.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. I got a tournament tomorrow, and I have to build this list.
And then we have the second greatest San Antonian ever. The first, of course, being Shawn Michaels, Typho.
I made it this week. Last week I was a little late, but it wasn't my
fault. 1 minute, 29 seconds, new record. And then we, of course, have everybody's favorite numeral four.
Get the appropriate sound ready. Abyss wants to drink with Peter Griffin.
I do not have a Family Guy sound effect.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's the one I was looking for.
Sorry about that. And then we get to everybody's favorite, what's it written down here? Oh, yes. Everybody's favorite evil heel manager. What? Nikki, what? Hey, what? Man, what?
And to that I say, oh, my God.
Yes.
What?
Folks throwing houses everywhere.
And, of course, we have, he's just Jason Block.
To all you atheists out there, the Snitsky release from the WWE proved this week there is a God.
No, but I heard he got the boot, he got to keep it, and loved it.
Yes, to his foot fetish thingamabob there. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know what mine is, so of course we have to start with this.
I'm a streetcaller, everybody saw me. What I should do, and who I should be.
Yes. By the way, I can actually recite that entire song.
You have no life, sir.
What do you expect? What do you expect to do? A radio show about wrestling in Iraq for GameshowNewsNet.com. Oh, by the way, GameshowNewsNet.com is home to the Block Party Podcast. We love to interrupt and various other enjoyment.
You know, I think we don't work as well as Shawn Michaels and Triple H, but we'll be close. For Shilling.
I was going to say, the DX Shilling in here is phenomenal. Now all we need is a few bars of Jingle It playing in the background.
Yeah, pretty much.
All we got is Vince McMahon singing Stand Back.
You know, the Slammy Awards show this, you know, was actually pretty good. I thought it was a decent show. Overall.
Yeah,
the matches were... the matches were a little on the short side, but that's understandable. It's like just about every other award show. In fact, they even got it right by finding the most mismatched pairs to come out to announce the winners.
That
Maria's
The great Kali and Mickey James. I mean, all I could think of, you guys are all cheers. Yeah?
Kane and Kelly, which, by the way, had the line of the night. The last time I was involved with a marriage, I tombstoned a priest.
Woo!
Line of the night, I'm sorry.
Kane deserves a win for that line.
Yes, he does.
I would, but I'm setting up the slammy stuff.
Okay.
Fair enough. But seeing the different presenters just reminded me from an old Cheers episode where they were waiting for Diane at some big award ceremony, and every time they would cut back to the audio of the awards, they would find mismatched celebrities A, B, and Z list. You guys might remember this episode.
Oh, brief. Hold on. Shut up! Sorry, my brother being... Nah, it's my brother. By the way, Jerry Lawler's new comic book is excellent. Get it. Okay, here we go. Let's do the slammy breakdown.
All right.
Breakout star of the year. Your nominees were Vladimir Kozlov, Kofi Kingston, Evan Bourne, and Ted DiBiase. Your winner? Kozlov.
Who earns, but makes sense from a creative standpoint.
Yeah,
I must break you.
He won it easily. He didn't even have a challenge.
My line is bad.
And to all of us who see that, we have a note.
Whoa! Okay.
Should have gone to Evan Bourne.
Agreed.
Best musical performance. R-Truth's entrance, Santino rapping to Akon, Ed singing Heaven to Vicky, and The Miz and John Morrison rap. It's a shame that one didn't win.
Yes, but we got the rap there for R-Truth, but you forgot to put the C in front of it.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, jeez.
Hey,
oh, just crowd.
I respect you, Mr. Windham.
R-Truth won, and we say, hey, hi to Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Hello, everybody. How are y'all doing? How are y'all doing out there? Good evening,
sir.
Good evening. Capture Suplex Radio, the online internet radio show coming next month to Blog Talk Radio.
Yay!
Just putting it out there right now.
Much better than the ship pile it is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, keep a chair warm for me, sir. I'm interested.
Yes, I've already talked to you a little bit about it, I think. Fridays at 6 to 8 may be good.
Friday 6 to 8. I'll be a little late coming in, but I think I can make that.
All right. I'll talk to some other people. I've got one person, one of the former members of CSR who are very interested in coming in, the coach Paul Malachi, but we are also probably looking for one more person. So if you're listening to this podcast, whether it's on right now on Blog Talk Radio or when it goes to the archives, just go ahead, talk to me. My email, pksandman@yahoo.com. Go ahead, talk to me, drop me a line. If you're interested, go ahead. Yeah.
And we hope that it records.
Yeah. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, because kind of boned us
for that.
Oh. No, it deserves more than an epic fail.
Oi.
What a one!
You can't 101 Blonde Talk Radio, then where we broadcast from.
Then I'll be inducted twice.
Well, on the actual Room 101 show, they threw Room 101 into Room 101.
Paradox!
And the world exploded.
Yeah, my head's about to explode. Can we actually get Bob talk about, you know, the awards, maybe? Because this train's going off the track real fast tonight.
Is it a rock and roll train?
We're there, man. We're there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, all of us are sober.
Yeah.
By the way, who is it? VRM? What's the countdown?
Next week, weekend.
3 weeks!
3 weeks.
Three weeks, 49 minutes.
Okay.
Drunken Stupor, here we all come. Best WWE.com exclusive.
Wow.
The Dirt Sheet? All we have to know is the Dirt Sheet was nominated and the Dirt Sheet won it.
Okay, this was bullshit. Santino's Casa should have won this.
No.
I protested 28 Segundos, didn't even get nominated. But
yet Outthink the Fink did.
Yeah, seriously. 28 Segundos had one of the best sequences ever, a tribute to the Spanish announce table. The fond memories they had.
Hugo Stanovich and Tito Santana.
A shame that was
of the year.
Last year. That was last year.
I know, but it was still cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Announced Team of the Year. This is probably the best call they made.
Yes, they did.
Absolutely.
Stryker and Grish won it.
Awesome. This was just, and you want to know something honestly? That's the truth. That is the truth. They were phenomenal this year, without question. Best announcing by far.
Between a lot of the references that Stryker does, I'm starting to think he's one of us.
Yeah, he is one of us.
That's because Stryker is one of us.
Stryker is an epic nerd.
I think they screwed Adam Lee and the Taz.
It's time for the best Charlie Haas impersonation.
CHL.
Comes1extreme.com.
We have Charlie Haas as Haas Hogan. Charlie Haas as Mr. Perfect. Charlie Haas as the Glamour Haas. Or Charlie Haas as, you know.
Yeah, CH.
MamaJuan.com.
Woo!
Your winner, the Glamour Haas.
If you're not going to give it to CHL, at least give it to him as Mr. Perfect. Both of those were sheer gold.
I saw CHL and Mr. Perfect live. I was actually in the arena for both of these. CHL had me rolling in the aisles. What is that racket?
Sorry, that was water.
How many turns?
CHL not only had the whole arena rolling in the aisles, we were calling for him in the main. I didn't hear that at any other impersonation show.
Well, we have the Tag Team of the Year. And since all of these were announced on air, we'll just tell you the winners. Tag Team of the Year is The Miz and John Morrison.
Agreed.
Totally called.
I agree with that, and I have to say, I love their acceptance speech.
Yes.
That was great.
John,
yes,
Chuck Norris, my mentor.
And Mr. C.
And Admiral Ackbar to boot. Now that's if I've ever seen one.
Yep.
Dilfuses.
Extreme Moment of the Year winner was Jeff Hardy's Swanton bombing Randy Orton.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
That's extreme moment, oh my God moment, any moment.
Right.
Any moment that Randy Orton's getting killed is fine in my book.
Yeah.
of course we got to, yes, okay.
Best finishing maneuver, no contest.
The Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
The world's most beautiful shooting star press.
Oh, and by the way, the extreme moment of the year proved that Matt Hardy cannot dress in a suit.
He stole it from Teddy Long. He didn't bring one.
Yeah, that's
Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy's making people go one-on-one with The Undertaker now.
All
right. Couple of the year, of course. What do you guys think it was?
Edge and Vicky, baby.
Wish it was Santino and Beth, but those numbskulls.
No, good with either one of those, really.
Yeah. However, they got Diva of the Year right. Beth won it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love her reaction, and poor Santino.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, moment of the year.
Joey Styles punching a... Kirk got a JBL, anyway. Thank you. I don't have to say anything else for the rest of the show.
God, moment of the year? CM Punk.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay, CM.
His acceptance speech is just as good for one reason. I knew the internet probably exploded when he said one name.
What's his face?
Green Walker?
No.
He would have.
Scotty Goldman.
No, he said Roderick Strong, didn't he?
Roderick?
No, did he say Roderick Strong? I know he said Scotty Goldman. That made me giggle.
Chris Guy, who was Ace Steel.
Yeah, Ace Steel.
Woohoo! But Ace Steel is the man. I mean, he should still have a job. I wish he still had a job with WWE. I've met him. He's awesome.
Yeah. Damn that, Tony Atlas.
How much tape did he use?
Really, what is
Jabba
it?
Simba.
Jabba.
Match of the year, of course, Shawn Michaels versus Flair.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, great bump. And, of course, JBL, great stuff. That was just brilliant. It really was.
And now we get to the moment of the year. Oh, God.
Everything they did after they made the announcement.
No, that was before. Yeah, exactly.
Here's what I think about that entire thing. We have another caller. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Matt from the Sports Opinion Show. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Who is this?
Matt Alvarez.
Oh. Hi, Brian.
Yep.
How are you tonight?
No, it's not Brian. It's Matt. I'm in the chat.
Oh, Matt Alvarez.
Yeah, he doesn't sell fat clothes to fat friends.
Brian Alvarez, Matt Alvarez. You easily get them confused.
I don't know if there's a Brian Alvarez. I don't know, but yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, they should replace the Oh My God moment of the year with Joey Styles beating the crap out of JBL on the WWE.
We already said that.
Yeah.
I got my win for that line.
Dude, because I know that's why before they went on Raw, because that little information went on the internet on all the major wrestling websites like 5 hours before they even went live officially. Because I know everybody on Dish Network gets the actual live version. Everybody else, on the other hand, I'm one of those people who have fucking Comcast, and I get it 3 hours after they get it. But anyways, and I was like,
yep.
I know Joey Styles is probably going to show up. He's probably not going to really want to be on TV. And that's why they were trying to motivate him. They were like, come on, it's Philadelphia. And he's like, no, after what happened on the bus just a few hours ago, fuck no, I'm not going to say anything, and I'm not going to either. And then when JBL came out, I was like, he should do it right. They should have let him do it right then and there, just knock the crap out of JBL on TV.
That'd probably give Joey a job for life, or at least in Philly anyways.
Yeah, well, JBL has always, you know, mentioned the fact that, you know, Joey Styles is a nerd. Well, so much for talking about nerds.
Nerds. Hey, nerds can be strong, and yes, we get laid, too, so. just to go ahead and show you that Joey Styles did, I think, something that all wrestling fans wanted to do for years.
No, but JBL has always compared him to, like, say, Steve Urkel. That's what JBL is comparing him to. Yeah, and then that whole Santino Marella shit, man. But that was funny, though, last week when he fell off the ring apron.
I love that whole thing.
Thus leading to more Goldust excitement. Which, to be honest, Goldust has been entertaining since, well, 2002.
Pretty much.
But, as a matter of fact, Dusty Rhodes has been entertaining since 2002 anyways.
I don't know. I like Rain when he was tagging with Snitsky. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get that again.
Who cares?
Yes. Yeah. It's more like a who cares thing. Damn moment of the year was the Kali Kiss came in. For those of you who are on WWE.com right now, you can see the great Kali kissing Nikki Haman.
You cleared that up last week. I told you that was Mark Henry in drag.
Sure it was. Superstar of the year.
I don't own a one-night stand jersey. Bear does. Oh, crap.
So it is Nikki Haman kissing the great Kali. Superstar of the year.
Braden Walker.
No.
No.
We put Braden in the room 101 already. Chris Jericho won this one, which led to a big old brawl.
This actually, from both a creative and both a other perspective, made sense. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has had everything done for the entire year. He really has. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
And if Jericho wasn't going to win it, I wanted Edge to win it, but...
Mm-hmm. By the way, on WWE.com, have you seen the Armageddon wallpaper?
I had it on my computer for a while. I love it.
Wow, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho for Congress.
Chris Jericho with his finger on the schmoz button.
I believe in Chris Jericho.
When Jericho pushes that button, it unleashes Ralphus on you. That's something you don't want.
Yes, don't like Braden Walker back on our TV screens.
No. It sets off a cluster of arm bars.
Oh, yes.
All
number
177 of them.
What about number 3, the moss-covered three-handled family credenzel?
That hits Terry Saturn.
Everyone knows that button just changes every TV channel Wednesday night at 11 p.m. to Fuse TV.
Yes, watch Redemption Song. It's a very good program.
It is.
By the way, Jason, who does the recaps for that on GameTrainersNet.com?
I don't know who does it.
Well, that's 3 Game Show News. That 4 plugs for that site today. Pepper owes us 5 cents.
Yeah, he pretty much. But what else I want to say? The Redemption Song is very good, but Jericho getting Superstar of the Year, he deserved it, not just from a storyline perspective, but since he turned full heel in the summertime against Shawn Michaels, he's had the feud of the year pretty much. And it's just been fantastic this entire year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made perfect storyline and it made perfect award sense.
Yes, it did, Jason. Speaking of perfect award sense, it's time to Nikki to put up or shut up. That's right,
what?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Pick'ems.
Hooray.
Yep.
Bring it.
Come this Sunday, I'm going
to
need my title back.
Yes, we have the classic Batista line. Brian
my
and
code
Mark.
Has
basketball
been entered.
Don't hold grudges.
Lessons are not only encouraged, they're allowed.
Yeah.
Kelly Kelly's an immature 21-year-old.
Sure.
Kelly Kelly's a still an immature 21-year-old, but he still hit it.
Yeah, but how much fun to bet John Laurinaitis hit it first?
Oh! Oh! Yeah.
Don't forget about Test.
No, John Laurinaitis hit it first. That's how she got the job.
And then it went to Test.
Ha ha ha!
It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Everything you know is wrong.
Just forget the words and sing along.
Okay, pick'ems, right, Robert?
Pick'ems. Yep. Short amount of pick'ems this time around. We only have 6 matches, which I don't have a problem with. We'll start off at the bottom of the top on no tiebreaker. Actually, we do have 7 points for this one for 6 matches. Mark and Josh, you are welcome to partake in these.
All right.
Wait, don't we have to do the results for the TNA pay-per-view? Or?
No, we're skipping those because Pick'ems failed to record.
Screw your boobs. And your TNA.
Hit the button.
By the way, Howie Mandel is suing for gimmick infringement on Jeremy Borash.
Oh! I heard Jeremy Borash, he did the snake thing?
No. Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk here in the Continental Title Tournament Finals. The winner will probably get a shot at William Regal next night on Raw. We'll start with Mark.
Mark?
Hello.
Hello.
Screw it, we'll just go to that boy.
Mark.
What's the match?
Mark!
Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk here in Continental Title Tournament Finals.
The Batman. Rey Mysterio.
Is that you, Josh, or is that you, Mark?
Yes, that's me. It's a stat boy who just made that joke.
Okay.
I hope I'm coming through.
You are coming through.
Yeah.
Mark?
All right.
Guess now. Fourth?
CM Punk.
Nikki?
Punk.
Typho?
CM Punk.
Jason?
Punk continues the story with Regal. Punk.
VRM?
Revenge for King of the Ring coming. Punk.
Yeah, Punk's got this one. By the way, Mark
wow.
is gone.
Am I the only one who's going crazy here?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Not entirely surprised, but I don't know if Punk's going to have 2 belts by
no,
the
night.
No.
He's just going to win the match. Doesn't mean he's going to get the belt.
Right.
Oh,
this is
no one remembers
right.
if he has the
can
other
I
one
change,
anyway.
Can I change my pick? Because my brain wasn't quite functioning for some reason.
No.
Thank you.
Finley versus Mark Henry, the Belfast Brawl. We start with Stat Boy.
Again with this? All right. Mark Henry.
Fourth.
Henry.
Typho.
I'd like to say Henry, but I'm sure Doink and Dink 2.0 will get their revenge.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. That's
oh.
1 point for Irish gay incest, I guess.
Bonus, man.
Dude.
It is getting bad in here. That's your second warning,
please.
And that's when you get thrown in the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, the North American Wrestling Connection does not support the idea of incest or anything related to do with incest. If you do believe in incest, may you go here, along with the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh.
Vince Russo put that pen down.
Yes.
Jason?
You know what? I think Finley is going to get revenge, and the demasculation of Mark Henry is going to continue.
VRM?
Normally this would be a match I vote who cares on, and I take my half point, but I'm going to go with Mark Henry.
Nikki?
I see it as Mark Henry in this particular case, and Hornswoggle's going to get thrown around a lot.
Who knows, maybe he might be next to get released. Thank God.
I don't know about that.
I kind of wish he'd go. Yes, Hornswoggle McMahon. And, of course, I'm going to say Finley. ECW title match, Matt Hardy versus Vladimir Kozlov.
I thought this was non-title match.
It is non-title.
Yeah, it's non-title.
It is non-title?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's non-title?
Yes.
Yes.
It's on WWE.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's non-title.
Okay.
I would have preferred it to be title. Snap Boy?
Considering it's non-title, Vladimir Kozlov is going to have his way with V1.
Are hot dogs going to be involved in this?
What?
No, this is Kozlov, not JBL. They're not in the shower.
I'm still confused.
Wow.
No, that means soap.
Yeah. Yeah, still,
okay.
Fourth.
Angle.
Kurt Angle's not even in this match.
I think it was more of a request than a pick.
Oh, right.
Show your moves!
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course, if you may. Thank God I'm going on vacation in a few weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Kozlov, he's going to win this match and challenge, or however he pronounces it, for the belt later on.
Challenge.
Typho.
Kozlov, easily.
Jason.
Kozlov, because it's non-title, as what Mr. Alvarez said.
Mr. Alvarez isn't here.
Oh, okay. Oh, what Stat Boy said.
Yeah. Confusing me.
Don't
with
confuse Mark Alvarez for Josh Henniger.
Yeah, sorry. My
apologies.
That's
like confusing Christopher Daniels with Curry Man.
Complex for a fire title. It's good, right? It's good.
Goddamn low blow. Ring the bell,
Rap. It's good, yeah?
It's good, right?
On contract.
VRM.
Thank
you. All right. Kozlov is going to have a field day with Matt Hardy.
Nikki?
I must break you. There's not going to be much left of Matt. I say Kozlov. It's non-title.
Sweep here, folks. It's Kozlov. And now we get to the man who brings exciting for the man who brings pillows to everybody so they can sleep during his matches. Batista versus Randy Orton. Oh, by the way, since this didn't get recorded, clipped out version. Randy Orton, hate him.
Yes.
Thank
you.
I want
Thank
to
you.
Put them
Thank
both
you.
Into an incinerator.
No, no.
No,
I like
not
the
Dave.
Game.
No. Randy, absolutely. Big Dave, no.
No. I would agree. I would not put Batista in the room 101 just yet.
No, no. I don't want to put him in 101. I just want to put him in an incinerator.
That's even worse. But anyway.
Well, room 101 purges itself of everything once every 40 years. And it's on 39 years, 11 months, 12 days, 8 minutes.
Okay, that's a little much.
So it means Braden Walker will be unleashed upon the world once again?
No, he'll be burned.
He's already eaten his way out of the room.
Oh, crap. What are we on? Oh, Batista versus Randy Orton. Statboy?
I hate both of these guys.
You have the option of taking the half point.
I'm taking Randy Orton. Legacy interferes. Am I still here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
I do a plug for Matt Alvarez's show. The sports opinion show of Matt Alvarez and Lisa Viles. They talk Major League Baseball. They talk NFL. They talk UFC. They talk WWE. They talk TNA. Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. God, we shill like no other.
Yeah, there you go.
We shill better than Artie Reynolds. Or?
Yikes.
I'm going to say Batista's going to input that code in the game, Genie. Orton dies.
About time. Typho.
I would enjoy seeing Batista take a nice punt to the head, but, Orton has pinned him at Survivor Series and on Raw, so Batista wins this.
Jason?
Batista, Cena 2, the road rolls on, Batista wins.
VRM?
Game Genie plus code plus machine gun pyro equals DAVE! Nikki!
Looking for me?
Yes.
Stated on SmackDown, I quote, Randy Orton has momentum. The Game Genie code is RKOSMASH. Batista.
Activated. I guess that means Batista. Which means I pick Batista.
The lesser of two evils in your eyes.
Here is the two-point match. Edge, Jeff Hardy, Triple H. Who wins the match and who gets pinned? We start with, Nikki.
Ooh. Edge ended SmackDown with momentum, which makes me nervous. Which means he would have only had the belt 3 weeks. They've done that to him before.
Yes, if I remember correctly, 2006, he won a New Year's resolution and lost it at Royal Rumble.
The Rumble.
Where John Cena ripped off Johnny B. Bad.
Right. And
yeah, so it's people.
Here's what this is a tricky one. I'd almost have you come back to me, but
okay, we'll come back to you, VRM.
Please come back to me.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Nikki. I am not entirely certain on who to go with this. I mean, are they really going to go with Edge as a transitional champion, or are they going to try and get the Edge-Hardy feud for WrestleMania?
If you guys need more time, we'll go to Jason.
I'm going to say
no.
Edge will retain by pinning Trips. Yes, I went there.
Jason?
You have been bitching at Jeff Hardy all year, saying that he's not going to be clean. He has been clean for about 6 months now, correct?
Yes, I have.
This is going to be his reward. Jeff Hardy wins the belt, pinning Triple H.
Typho?
I just don't see them taking the belt off Edge already. So, I'm going to say Edge pins Jeff Hardy to start building on their feud.
And fourth.
I think Jeff is going to be in the Royal Rumble, and Triple H will get the rematch against Edge, so I think it will be Edge pinning Jeff Hardy to set all that up.
Stat Boy.
Well, as a lot of people have already said, Edge pins Jeff Hardy. No way is Jeff getting the belt here.
Nikki, did we get yours?
No, and I'm glad you came back to me, and I'm hearing a lot of sense here. I consider Jeff a very strong candidate to win the Royal Rumble this time around, and Edge Jeff would be awesome for Mania, so let's go ahead and say Edge retains, pinning Jeff Hardy. We'll find something for Hunter to do.
Well, the rumor is Undertaker Triple H at WrestleMania 25, isn't there?
I haven't heard that.
No, that's not the rumor at all.
Ask Bruce Pritchard.
Yes. He sent a copy of the script to PW Torch.
Oh, that's why he got fired.
Yep.
I thought
it was the other way around.
Nope.
What was the plan for the...
Edge versus Shawn Michaels. I mean, sorry, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Which I still want to see in an extended feud. I think.
And he was
going to
try and cremate Kane.
Yeah. Oh, and I hate to say it, but Edge pins Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's going to win the Rumble, though.
I'm convinced of that now.
Yeah. Jeff's reward will be at WrestleMania.
And I hope that he and Matt
will
have that.
You think Jeff will get the belt at WrestleMania? If he stays clean?
It's what the signs are pointing to, yes.
And I want Matt and Jeff in the middle of the ring at the end of WrestleMania for that Eddie and Benoit moment.
As we quickly move forward to John Cena versus Chris Jericho. This should be match of the night. Well, yeah, it'll be Matt. No. I'm torn. Stat Boy.
1 month closer to somebody eating their shoe on WrestleCrap. John Cena wins.
Who's eating their shoe on WrestleCrap?
It was a something said right when he first got injured back in, I believe, whenever he did get injured, I believe Unforgiven time-ish. During the early summer?
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
He got hurt at SummerSlam, and then he showed up after surgery. He went to the SmackDown ECW show. People were telling me they saw him when I was walking around Mellon Arena. I told them they were full of shit until we saw that video package.
Ah. But yeah, SummerSlam, back during then, one of the posters on WrestleCrap said, if John Cena gets the belt back on his very first match and holds it for 5 straight pay-per-views, he would eat his own shoe. This would be pay-per-view number 2.
So he would have to hold on to that title for Armageddon, this one, Royal Rumble.
No Way Out.
No Way Out.
WrestleMania. and right to WrestleMania 25.
He's not going to do it.
I don't
he's
think
hold he's going to hold
I don't,
it for four.
Yeah,
five.
He will. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Cena's keeping it, but not but losing it at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth?
Two. The amount of seconds between Cena locking on the STFU and the amount of time Chris Jericho taps. John Cena wins by submission.
Tafo.
Every Slammy Award Cena was nominated for that he didn't win, which would be all of them, was just more time knocked off Jericho's struggle. It's going to be about a half second he taps out in the STFU.
Jason?
Again, they're, you know, all signs are pointing to Cena Batista 2. Cena wins in a great match.
VRM?
You got to have Cena Batista at WrestleMania. If you don't, then you're just blowing away your biggest money match in the last, how long can we say?
Last
year.
Yeah, Cena's holding on to it.
Nikki?
You don't bet against John Cena, although I will say he's going to take that lion tamer for a little bit. Cena wins.
I think Cena's going to take the code breaker and kick out at 2 3/4. I have a feeling that John Cena's going to reverse the lion tamer in some way, shape, or form into a roll-up and get a 1 2 3. John Cena will get the win here. And I should note, any ties go to the champion, which would be Nikki.
Oh, and by the way, you forgot one other match.
Huh?
Which is Beth Phoenix versus Melina, I believe.
No, that's... I'm looking at WWE.com.
Yeah, okay. It's not there.
It might be, though. No?
It could show up, but...
No, but they just added the 8 Divas Santa's Little Helper match.
Jug. That doesn't count.
But... No. All right, that's it.
Ken Kennedy's getting knocked out by that mic.
Mm-hmm. And we all keep hoping that Ken Kennedy gets knocked out by that mic. As
no,
we have kept hoping and we've had it happen... Joey Styles knocking out JBL.
Hooray!
Yay!
Get up, get up.
Tommy.
When I first read the story, I was like, holy shit. But good for him, seriously. All joking aside. You know?
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for the Raw after Armageddon. Shall I bring a sign that says JBL fears Joey?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But
I will try to start an "Oh my God" chant when he comes out.
The people at Pittsburgh would love you.
You should also do it with Joey Styles.
That's why I want to start an "Oh my God" chant.
Mm-hmm. Ball game, Joey.
Styles is gonna kill you.
There you
Styles
go.
Is gonna
yes!
kill
it
you. Styles is gonna kill you. Okay.
I will inform, DJ will be with me, so we will do our damnedest.
You better.
And we go from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Oh, excuse me.
We're talking about buy rates here.
Oh.
Well, we've got 6 minutes to do this, so be careful.
6 minutes? We got 10.
Oh,
yeah, we
ten?
Have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mistake. I had my watch on. I was going by my cell phone time. So, yes. And, ooh, this was bad. This was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The buy rate for Cyber Sunday barely cracked 100,000.
Whoa!
Yep. Wasn't this
nobody
the
cares
lowest,
about Cyber Sunday.
Wasn't this the lowest buy rate since December to Disregard back in 06?
Yep.
December disaster, since. What?
Listen to this. According to the Observer and Gerwick.net, Cyber Sunday only drew 104,000 North American buys, making it the third least successful pay-per-view in WWE history.
What's the first, though? Not to be funny, but what is the first one?
December to Dismember.
I thought that was the second least successful, but is it a...
There's an In Your House that was...
It's December 96 down. In Your House.
Yeah, it's time.
The top two owned by December pay-per-views.
Well, you know, but if you remember back then, October was when the economy started to the floor fell out. Right around that time.
Yeah.
And no one really knew where their disposable income was going to go to. So, especially with the pay-per-views being $40 a pop, You're not gonna spend the money on that pay-per-view.
And also, it didn't help that they had text voting for everything.
Yeah.
Which nobody was gonna pay the 99 cents for, except for the true idiot marks.
Yes.
And they turned out in droves.
Sadly.
People who thought it was their duty to get Stone Cold Steve Austin into the referee spot.
Yep.
Like it wouldn't have happened anyway.
No comment.
New shirt.
Dead Seidelman.
Only because you want to host the show.
I can get my own show. I know how to use the panel now. So even if you live, I can go elsewhere.
Oh wow! Cold.
Woo-hoo-ha.
What I mean?
Fear my heel manager status.
Now I know how Angus Deaton feels. And for those of you who don't know who Angus Deaton is, never mind.
Hey, what's the largest buy rate for a WrestleMania?
What do you
think?
23?
23.
Yeah.
Which
23 passed WrestleMania 3?
Well, of course, WrestleMania 3 didn't have the great Bobby Lashley.
No, Bobby
Lashley and Umaga. Now they are trivia questions. They're trivia answers.
Yep.
I know.
Go along with other trivia questions like who won Celebrity Apprentice?
Piers Morgan, but you know who?
Of course you know that one. You're the one who spent $20 on a cupcake.
But
the reason I asked what the largest WrestleMania buy rate was, and now that I see 1.2 million, current estimates for UFC 91 put it at 1.01 million.
And De La Hoya Pacquiao also made over a million buys, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I believe is going to be rerun on HBO this weekend. I'm so glad to see Pacquiao just rape De La Hoya. I can't stand him.
He's the Joey Styles of boxing. Pacquiao.
Oh.
And De La Hoya, of course, had his credibility shot ever since he came out with the next great champ.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us at GameShowNewsNet.com immediately flushed that show down the crapper.
Pretty much, yeah. yes, bad Fox boxing show. Next. Or was that Fox Reality, but who cares?
No, it was Fox.
Now, let me ask you, do you think, you're talking about buy rates like this, do you think WrestleMania 25, depending on the card, would even reach a million buys? Because you had Floyd Mayweather. You do.
Say this, 24 got 1.1 million worldwide. That is domestic. I would not put it past WWE, even with the card they had in 24, to hit another million safely.
With the economy it is at now?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. It will not. It will reach 800,000, 900,000, but it will not break a million.
The only way it will break a million is if they lower the price back to $40.
They're going to do another 4-hour, $49.95 extravaganza, pretty much. Or is it $54.95 now?
I have no idea. All I know is that we had a change jar to collect for 24. We're probably going to do the same thing this year with 25 because I'm not going.
Okay. Why is Jeff? Who the hell is Rick Rowan SmackDown?
What?
You're talking about the new debut vignette.
Yeah.
Hayden Manson.
Yeah, Hayden Manson's new gimmick. It's supposed to be a fallen. It's kind of like the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels gimmick.
It came across to me kind of like Ghost Hunters meets Kevin Thorne.
He apparently has followers.
Which means it's Haunted Investigators. Damn you, Irate Gamer!
Can't wait till he becomes Wasabi Dude.
By the way, Irate Gamer.
Yes.
Since they're already running a new debut vignette, is Kazarni going to be debuting now?
Kazarni did a dark match this week. They'll probably use that footage for a Tron to create over the weekend. So I think he should be set for debut next week.
Is he even a face or a heel?
Oh, God. If he's face, it's game over, and I hope he gets Braden Walker.
Please.
Get a DVD?
Nizok.
I'm not even gracing that with an answer. There are some.
Let me ask you something. All right, why are you so upset at the Kazarni character? Seriously.
Well, the problem is it's something that came up when we discussed him at Around the Horn a few months ago. His character speaks what is commonly known as Carney, which is actual wrestler speak, which when somebody told me that originally, I laughed at him because I thought that is the silliest thing in the world.
I thought it was just like other woman language, you know, like.
No, it's related to Izzle. It's related to what Snoop and all them speak. And it's what the wrestlers use to communicate with each other when they don't want fans to hear or understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're exposing the fans to this language. And the more they hear it, the more they're going to pick up on it. And now what do the wrestlers do?
Sign language?
But you see what I'm saying?
Do what the people on Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling do? Rehearse the match?
Well, but some guys like to go out there and freeform their matches is all I'm saying. This is just the last little piece of curtain that Vince shouldn't be pulling back.
And yet Vince still gets pissed whenever somebody calls wrestling scripted.
Yet we all know
it is.
And we'll have more to talk about in the archive if it records, because we are out of time. We'll have more Kazarni talk, and next week we'll throw him into the room. 2-hour special on the 26th for end of year recapping crap. Josh Henninger, 4th, Typhos, Jason Block, VRM, Nikki Heyman. This is Robert Seidelman saying, I wish I was at an Amanda Palmer concert right now. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
All right, guys, I'm hanging up. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace, Jason.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
So is it time to discuss Mr. Daniels' return?
I envision
yes,
after Genesis. Actually, it would be
save
the perfect time to re-debut him would be in Genesis.
Yeah. Have him swing in from the other side of the arena when Suicide comes in.
Or Suicide unmasks as Christopher Daniels.
Now that would be awesome.
A curry man comes back and unmasks as Kaz.
Perfect.
This is something you should listen to, Russo.
You know, whenever I talk, he's got the pad and pen out.
Actually, no. Now that you've mentioned that, I thought about that during the Feast or Fired match. For some reason, I didn't think that was Daniels in the Curry Man
oh, wow.
during the match.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah.
I found one of your favorite wrestlers on YouTube.
Oh?
Sami Callihan.
Oh, I've
seen
this. For your
post-cannonball.
He's big in this one. He's going after a kid with a sign.
Link me. I want to take a look at it because if it's from the Cannonball Callahan days, I'm going to crack up.
You're going to crack up. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's, how do I put this nicely? Big.
Of ample frame? Corpulent?
If his hair wasn't bleached blonde and had a little bit of fiddle length and looked a little bit pale, he could pass off as a clone of you.
Hey.
Oh, hey, that's a low blow, Rob.
That's not very nice.
Could be worse. It could be worse. He could be 6 inches taller and he'd be a clone of me.
Fair enough, but I was going to say, at least compare him to another wrestler. I was going to say, let me put it another way. If he wore a multicolored unitard, he'd be Hugh Morris?
No.
Not that big, okay.
No, because believe it or not, when Hugh Morris was Hugh Morris, Hugh Morris was in good shape. He was always...
Erection.
I wasn't going to go there.
Nor I.
Well, somebody had to do it.
And you did.
And for the record, I'm not going to throw the MIA into 101. I just put Russo's already in there, and that takes care of that business. But yeah, I met when
Here's
I first
a
met
Chuck
ahead.
Taylor versus Sami Callihan match on here.
Okay.
Sami Callihan fights the straight edge movement. Sammy threatens Icarus from Young Lions Cup 6, night 3.
Because, like I said, when I first met Sammy, he was not exactly silk.
You want to know who he's fighting in this match?
Who?
Nigel McGuinness.
That's probably a little more current, and he's probably in a lot better shape.
This is from the old Heartland Wrestling Association.
Oh, okay.
I know because I recognize the set. An old episode actually aired here.
Okay. Cause,
and I recognize the set. It's around from 2001, 2002.
I didn't expect
yeah,
that.
I remember. I remember the days back. I think I did see Cannonball Callahan back when it was a mere UPN one station deal. I got that one station.
Cause because, like I said, I had met Cannonball in 2007, the very beginning of 2007 at a HWA event in Cincinnati, and I ran into him some months, well, I think late in the year.
This was uploaded August
23rd, 2006. Okay. So, yeah, he was still Cannonball. But when I ran into him again, when he started running American Lucha Corps shows, just a completely different man. I mean, he shed a Backstreet Boy. He was in great shape.
So it was Chris Harris in reverse.
Yeah. Essentially, Sammy realized, hey, this isn't going to work. So he got the weight off. He got himself back in shape. There's an OVW wrestler that's gone through a similar regimen. A guy who never did get a WWE deal, a wrestler named Johnny Punch. And I hate to say it, for some of the pictures I have of him, he should have been called Johnny Paunch.
God, I'm looking here. Everybody, I want you to go look up on YouTube HWA Online.
All right.
You will see old episodes of HWA Adrenaline. The match is broken up into two parts, Nikki.
Okay.
But 2006, yeah, he was Cannonball Callahan. God, he looks... Can I be brutally honest? He looks like... Gothopotamus.
Ouch.
Now I'm just getting the picture of Kevin Thorne eating 17 cheeseburgers a day. Is that a correct description or no?
No.
All right.
I mean, he looks like Louis... No, I take that back. He looks like Louis Spicoli, except bigger. With announcer Chris Curtis and something Pontiac. With John Moxley.
Who has pretty much blossomed in like one of the bigger names in the Cincinnati area. He comes and works with us at PT Wrestling. He's with the new HWA. He's had tryouts with WWE, and I think the door's open for him at Ring of Honor.
The best part of him is going at it with a fan. Yet the fan wins.
Oh, good Lord, that is not the Sammy Callahan I met.
Does the fan have glasses and a suit?
No, he's a little kid.
Oh, my goodness, that's just wrong.
Hornswoggle?
Oh,
somebody's going to get his ass kicked now.
Mark Henry's there?
No. Nigel. Yep, it is Cannonball Callahan.
Wow.
Nigel McGuinness is coming out right now.
Yeah, there we go. And Nigel, of course, everybody knows about his exploits in Ring of Honor.
Yep.
I saw him when he was training in HWA in 2003. I'm trying to remember if he was the one. It was him and MTV superstar Rory Fox were both doing goofy gimmicks. It was ironic at one show that I saw. Nigel was supposed to play. He was supposed to act drunk while he wrestled. Before the show, we had to chase a drunk out of the area so that we could actually have the show because the drunk came in and climbed in the ring and actually wanted to do stuff. Later on in the show, we had Rory Fox running around acting high because he drank too much Diet Coke.
God. Nigel just did the splits and get into the ring. He humped the ring. Most people would find that hot.
Ooh.
I'm not one of them.
No, that's not what I'm mooing about. I just saw something about astonishing Aaron Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you can find matches of his, especially in the last year and a half or so, I'd be willing to call him the Jerry Lynn of the independent circuit.
Well, Jerry Lynn is in the independent circuit.
But Jerry Lynn was also a ECW and TNA commodity.
Mm-hmm. Who's now primarily wrestling in Ring of Honor now?
So, but Aaron and his partner at the time, Alan the Solution, were just an awesome tag team to watch in Insanity Pro. I was very impressed with them. Alan has since retired because he has a family to deal with. But Aaron's still out there flying around, and it is so much fun to watch him, and he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the honor of recruiting him at American Lucha Corps. Which, speaking of recruiting, I'm going to shill. It's my turn to shill. Everybody come check out my blog at myspace.com/LCNH. The 2008 Nikki nominees are all posted. Has anybody in this crew voted yet?
Nope.
Then get your ass over there and do so. If you want to,
I don't have any MySpace account.
Shame on you.
Going. I don't want to be hurt.
But would you like to hear some of these nominees, VRM?
Sure.
Okay. Every year I do an award ceremony based on the people I have recruited throughout and have just want to see, you know, what people think of the people I've been picking up. Best New Acquisition WWE, the current nominees, Kofi Kingston, Gavin Spears, Bam Neely, and The Miz. Best New Acquisition TNA, Consequences Creed or Curry Man, which may become irrelevant since Curry Man no longer has a job. Ha ha ha.
Yep, it's irrelevant, so we have a winner.
Best New Acquisition in Ring of Honor, Tyler Black, Nigel McGuinness, Chris Hero, Davey Richards, and Claudio Castagnoli.
Trista is ruling.
I know she is. She can, and in the word, I have two words for Trista: be jealous.
We gotta get you two in a steel cage match. We really gotta get you two in a steel cage match.
Well, make it a Tyler Black on a pole match, and then you'll really see some fireworks.
Everybody wins.
Still booking.
Actually, Tyler Black on a pole match, but Tyler Black's wearing a banana hammock.
That's phenomenal.
Everybody wins.
That's ratings, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Best New Indie Acquisition, Tyson Dukes, Rick Steiner, Raijin Akira, Apocalypse, one of the last students of the Heart Dungeon, thus his nomination. And of course, Astonishing Aaron Williams. Best New Free Agent Acquisition. This is a new category. I got a lot of recruits that were future endeavored, but that's okay. Idol Stevens, Domino, Shannon Moore, Paul London, and Elijah Burke.
Hey, Shannon Moore is bringing sexy back.
You're a poser.
Oh boy, was he? Well, I'll tell you what. He had a bit of a fail. Walking around in a black leather jacket and a checkerboard backpack. He was on the wrong side of the guardrail that night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Nominees for the best re-signing from WWE. Batista, CM Punk, Evan Airborne, Vladimir Kozlov, R-Truth, and Matt Stryker.
We gotta have Strike winning. He's one of us.
I've got my fingers crossed for him, because if I could get a couple other people to get MySpace accounts, not you guys, one of the gal I know on message boards at Online Onslaught, she would vote 100 times for Matt Stryker.
Did you know Insanity Pro has a YouTube channel?
Who?
Insanity Pro.
I don't think they do. I think
they
do.
Have,
they do? Awesome. If you find anything from the Heatstroke show, you might hear some of my commentary.
Let me look it up. Who decides Louis Nanar's fate? The latest one is 4 years ago. 4 months ago, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Marina the Insane. Josie from 9 months ago. Die Hard versus Sammy Callahan. Chuck Taylor versus Sammy Callahan. Carlton Kaz, the Nat Town Dragons call it the COC.
Council of Champions, yeah.
Louis Linares' fate, Billy Rock. They haven't uploaded anything in 4 months.
Mm.
Have they been doing any shows since?
Oh, yeah. They do. They still do a show on the first Saturday of every month. I haven't been able to get out there.
DVDs are now available. Oh. Smart Mark Home Video has their shows.
Yes. And I have two or three of the DVDs, including, like I said, Heatstroke is the one that has commentary that I did for them. And right now...
You need to rip that and put that on YouTube.
As soon as I get it back from a friend of mine who is holding it for ransom, I have to dig through my stuff for a comic book anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why Triple H has a little bear version of Gonad the Barbarian.
It's adorable. Am I the only person on the planet who liked his entrance at WrestleMania 22?
I do, but I just like calling him that. Just sounds so funny.
Just watching DX shill the bears was just beautiful. That was just absolutely beautiful. But I could watch those two.
Shill used underwear, and you'd be fine with that.
Heck, I'd watch Shawn Michaels complain about putting an elimination chamber together for 3 hours.
That was great. And now that they have a real elimination chamber, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because their first attempt only had two ISO chambers.
Mm-hmm. This one has all four.
I looked it up. $105, I think, for the set.
$105? What?
Seriously. Let me double check that. I'm going to double check that. I'm almost positive that's what I saw.
Well, it is a nice box.
We have the Hell of a Cell. Wow. An interesting topic was brought up on our favorite source of discussion, the WrestleCraft forums.
All right.
I don't know how you would feel about this, but here we go. As you know, all the divas on WWE.com, they have photo shoots, and it helps draw bandwidth. Why not? I know they're going for the PG mold, but why not aim towards the adult mold?
Lake Shell.
Huh? Maybe a spin-off website called WWE Divas Uncensored. P people to pay like $9.95 a month for more risque photos. Maybe pose nude.
I don't think you'll get anyone with the integrity of Candace Michelle and Mickey James to do that again.
Well, Candace Michelle did it for Playboy, and Mickey James did it for porno. And I
yeah,
think the clip can be found somewhere on the web.
So why would they bother charging $10 when there's enough people that will find it for free?
Because most people are stupid and will pay the $10 for current photos.
Well, my other concern with it is just the fact that since Vince has backed off and is aiming at a younger audience, I don't see it happening. He's too busy trying to reload a fan base. He's not even aiming at y'all's age group. I'm probably the second oldest in the crew next to Jason.
Jason is over 40, so yeah.
So, you know, they're not even aiming for you guys. They're aiming for the low end of the 18 to 34 market. They're aiming for kids. They're aiming, you know, and then they're trying to get girls interested in it, but the Pretty Pretty Princess belt is a bad start.
Yeah. By the way, late edition of V2, room 101, VRM, you want to take care of that?
Wait, what?
Joey Porter.
Oh, yes. Yes, I just remember. I completely forgot about this. Okay. Well, you know how
we're throwing more football players into room 101 than we are wrestlers.
Yeah, well, that's because that there's more football players doing stupid stuff for real than there are wrestlers doing stupid stuff at all. Joey Porter decided to make some comments regarding Plexico Burress' shooting, in which he defended Burress.
What?
Defended his choice to carry a gun on his person. And this is hearsay. I did not hear this on any interviews that I've not listened to the full interview, but there is hearsay that Mr. Porter made a comment that had Sean Taylor, the Redskins safety, had Sean Taylor been carrying a gun with him on that night, he would still be alive right now.
VRM, you don't have to worry about hearsay. That is 100% true. That was brought up on Jim Rome Is Burning.
Oh, God.
So basically, he is. All right, so that is. All right. So Joey Porter is saying that Sean Taylor is partly to blame for the reason why he got shot and why he was killed, which is just retarded.
Right up there with Hulk Hogan telling Nick that it was his buddy's fault that he got injured so badly, even though he wasn't.
No, 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 Nikki, this is higher.
Okay, quick question. Can this guy fit his whole foot in his mouth or just his toes?
Well, he could fit a whole football in his mouth. The foot shouldn't be too hard.
So, which one of you is holding the door open?
VRM is.
Boot.
VRM, just say when.
Oh, oh, man, he's coming, slam it in! Right around the face! Ow!
You're supposed to move your hand, dummy.
Yeah, he's not going to be helping. He's on his offense now, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I lost the soundboard.
Just got it. Yeah. He's not going to be helping the Dolphins get a AFC championship this year.
No, it's probably going to go to the Jets.
I was just close to getting that wind noise.
Yeah. Darn. Well, let's end it here. Guys, heads up. Next week, we will have the results of pick-ems and various other talk. The 26th will be the special two-hour end-of-year show. We will have the results of the Nikki Awards.
I will give you a heads up. I might be a little late to the show, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Nikki Awards results. I'll make up some bullshit awards, and we'll have a good time to end the year. January 2nd, 9th. 16th, I will not be here. I will be on vacation. Nikki Heyman will be hosting that show.
You've been warned.
So, which means expect a whole lot of drooling about Tyler Black.
No. I diversify.
Tyler Black, John Morrison.
Tyler Black, John Morrison, Chris Jericho, Triple H, Evan Bourne, Chris Hero. Shall I go on?
Good night.
Love for Mike Knox.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, gentlemen, and thank you for putting up with my nonsense.